Hello and welcome to the second episode of Data-Driven Digital Marketing. Today in this session, we will be focusing on what is the fundamentals of data-driven digital marketing mean? And that we will subdivide that into what is digital marketing? What is data-driven digital marketing? Why is it of prominence today? Now let's break our session into two parts. Let's part A, let's call it as before data-driven digital marketing, and part B, let's call it as after data-driven digital marketing. Let's start with before data-driven digital marketing. Digital marketing, as the name clearly indicates, there is digital and there is marketing. Who would we want to market? What kind of product and services should we market? Now, before the data-driven digital marketing, it's all about you as an individual have access to some digital platforms. Organizations who are trying to sell either a product or a service would want it to reach in a digital media. When the dot-com and the era of digital transformation started, everything was towards the apps, towards the websites, towards customizing your hybrid applications, and to some degree, these digital billboards. Well, at that time, they did the digital marketing as well. To some degree, they know who you are based upon your demographic and a lot of CRM information that they collect. Like say, when you fill up your banking applications, you would have gone through KYC. Or let's say when you apply for a credit card, you do provide them some information about who you are. And all the interactions that you do, like say you add a product in the basket, they know that this is your age, probably some understanding of who you are, and then try to provide some recommendations, but it is okay. But then there is this enormity of the digital platforms that you as an individual started to spend more time on it. The average time that used to be spent about 10, 11 years ago on a digital platform trying to search through things was occasionally on a 7-day period. It was 2 nights or 2 days at the peak. Every other day used to have some other activities. Most of them is spent towards the TV and most of them was spent towards the family and entertainment. There are a bunch of sites that you can call out earlier where your interactions was pretty much monologous. In a sense, you either spend time on a Facebook or Netflix or Amazon, and bunch of the time, if you correlate to about 10 to 15 years, the number of footfalls to the malls was quite strong, as much as the eyeballs that you have on any digital platforms. So it is equally distributed, so as to say. So therefore, marketers' job was pretty easy. You take an ad, put it on the platform, a digital platform, you end up having one or the other customers clicking through it, and you have some conversions in place. That was until the time when all those interactions started making sense, which is the second part of it. As more people start interacting with the platforms, sooner or later, there is going to be a lot of evidences, which we call now as digital trials. The digital trials that you and I leave behind during a quest towards product searches, service searches, not only on the digital platforms that, like, say, you go and search in the Google or you go and search in Amazon, you do actually make some searches on Netflix or on IPTV. You do make some searches to choose a destination that you wanted to dine. You do search your destinations that you wanted to travel. You do make a destination, and in the destination, you do purchase something. You have some preferences, you have some choices, you have some interest. Where do all these things leave? As the company started realizing there is humongous amount of data, they have a two-edged sword. The one edge being, well, there is too much amount of data. How am I going to comprehend any sense out of the data that I have? The second part of the problem is, now that you have so much of data, how am I going to identify a personalization, how am I going to provide a personalized experience for you? You're no longer a commodity, but you're no longer being treated as one among the other, but you would have to be treated unique. You have to be treated specialized and personalized and privileged, just so that the company tells you, I know you better than you yourself know. But quite frankly, I don't like when I type something, there's a suggestion that says, this is a product that you may like, or recommendations from someone else I don't even understand, or algorithms that I didn't really even care. But we are in a world where the choices that we choose are not essentially our choices, but the choices the system comes and tells us, this is what you may like. This is where the first segment of data-driven digital marketing starts. Now, as the name indicates, data. These are all, in some sense, a karma of all the things that we search. We leave the traces, organizations plow over the data, and then identify a segment, identify some traits, identify some personas, identify some characteristics that you do. So you are on the top of the pyramid, and imagine everything in the bottom is a set of trials. These data that you leave is so important and valuable in the age of digital marketing, that the data that you leave behind is what the organizations are consuming to sell it back to you based upon the knowledge that they comprehend of the data. I hope now you guys got an understanding of what the fundamentals of data-driven digital marketing mean. In the next episode, we will get a little more detail. We will, so as to say, the lay of the land. What kind of players are there in this data-driven digital marketing? Bear in mind, on the spectrum, one edge is you as a consumer. The other edge is the organizations. But between you and the organizations, there are quite frankly a lot of other organizations that enable you to get the product, enable the organization to sell the product. And it's a chaotic connection between you and the consumers, which is what we will uncover in the next session.